I think that when you're spending this much money, you're going to create the next bubble. But before I jump into that, creating the next bubble, I'm going to talk about creating the next bubble. Before I get in, I'm going to see what y'all say in the comments.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Let's talk about how this bill and how this spending can create the next bubble. Right now, I'm studying the 1907 crash. The 1907 crash that happened in 1907. And I noticed with every crash from 1907 to 1929 to 1987, I forgot about the flash crash when President Kennedy got assassinated. I think it was 62 to 87 to 2000, 2001 to 2008 to currently 2000 to 2020. So when you look at all these major stock market corrections and crashes, most of them are propped up by politics. What I mean by that is when something major happened, like a pandemic, we overreact. And it sets up the next bubble. So I believe that with these very, very low interest rates, I mean, interest rates are ridiculously low. This is the time now if you want to borrow money. Money is very easy to borrow. That's why you're seeing people buy houses. I mean, that's why they lower interest rates. Buying houses, you're seeing people can go out and refinance their current house. They can go get a car. All these things they can do with these very low interest rates that are there to prop up the economy. But with very low interest rates and just printing money, that sets up the precedent of potentially creating another bubble. What I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, is when you have these very low interest rates, the first stimulus package, not only are the interest rates low, but they did a bond buying program, meaning they brought corporate debt, meaning they're propping up the stock market. So when you're pumping money into the stock market, great for investors, you're pumping money into the stock market with very low interest rates. People are losing their jobs and you're just passing out a bunch of money. This could set the stage for the next big bubble. And there will be another market crash. There will, every asset class, real estate, business, stocks, a bubble will create, a bubble will burst, and then a bubble will create, and a bubble will burst. So it just happens. So when I look at this and studying and knowing history will repeat itself. So if you guys and girls really follow me and see my stories, you see how much I read about old school people. You know, that's why I like the old school people, like the Warren Buffetts, and you know, I'm getting into Jesse Livermore. These guys was way back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, going back to John Adams. I think they believe the wealth of a nation, because when you learn the history of the country and you learn all the things that happen, ask yourself, why do we have an SEC? Why do we have an SEC? What happened to create the SEC, right? Why do we have all these laws in place? Something happened. Something happened called a Great Depression that happened in 1929. When you look into before 1929, look how that bubble was created. Everybody was borrowing money, buying stocks. That just became a way of life, right? So this could potentially, the downside is that this could create the next bubble. When you're pumping money into stocks, you're putting money into people's hands who don't even have a job. And then you're also creating very low interest rates for investors. Now, and you're printing money and you're creating very low interest rates, this can prop up the next bubble, right? Which we know is going to happen.